Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in your physics course, power. This is topic 5.4 on the OCR specification, and I promise you by the end of this episode, you'll feel completely confident tackling any power question the examiners throw at you. So grab your revision notes, find a comfortable spot, and let's get started. Let's start with the big question. What actually is power? Now, I know some of you might be thinking, isn't power just how strong something is? Well, in everyday language, maybe, but in physics, power has a very precise, examinable definition. And this is the first thing you need to nail. Power is the rate of energy transfer, or equivalently, it is the work done per second. Write that down. Seriously, pause me and write it down because OCR examiners award one mark specifically for using the phrase rate of in your definition. If you write the amount of energy transferred, you will not get that mark. The word rate is absolutely critical. Think of it this way. Imagine two people lifting the same heavy box up the same flight of stairs. They both do exactly the same amount of work. They've moved the same weight through the same height. But one person does it in 10 seconds and the other takes a full minute. Who is more powerful? The person who does it in 10 seconds, of course. They transferred the same energy in a much shorter time. That's what power measures. Not just how much energy, but how quickly. The unit of power is the watt, named after James Watt, the Scottish engineer who revolutionized the steam engine. 1 watt is equal to 1 joule per second. You'll also encounter kilowatts, that's 1,000 watts, and megawatts, which is 1 million watts. These unit conversions come up in exam questions, so keep them in mind. Right, let's get into the formulas. There are essentially two contexts for power in your OCR GCSE course, mechanical power and electrical power. Let's take them one at a time, starting with mechanical power. The formula is P equals W divided by T. P is power in watts, W is work done in joules, and T is time in seconds. You might also see this written as P equals E divided by T, where E is the energy transferred. These are the same formula. Work done and energy transferred are equivalent in this context. Now, here's a really common exam scenario. A motor lifts a load. The question gives you the mass, the height it's lifted, and the time taken. What do you do? First, you calculate the gravitational potential energy gained by the load using the formula E equals m times g times h. That's mass in kilograms times gravitational field strength, which is 10 newtons per kilogram at GCSE, times the height in meters. This gives you the work done in joules. Then you divide by the time in seconds to get the power. Two-step calculation. Examiners love this. Now, a critical warning about time. The formula requires time in seconds. If a question gives you time in minutes, you must multiply by 60. If it gives you hours, multiply by 3600. Forgetting this conversion is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, and it costs marks every single year. Before you substitute any values, check your units. Now let's move to electrical power. This is where it gets really interesting because you have three formulas to choose from, and picking the right one is a key exam skill. Formula 1, P equals I times VI, power equals current times voltage. Use this when the question gives you both the current in amperes and the voltage in volts. Formula 2, P equals I squared times R, power equals current squared times resistance. Use this when the question gives you current and resistance, but not voltage. And here's a critical point. You must square the current, not multiply by 2, but square it. I squared means I times I. This is a very common error. Candidates write P equals I times R instead of I squared times R, and they lose the mark. Formula 3, P equals V squared divided by R. Power equals voltage squared divided by resistance. Use this when you have voltage and resistance, but not current. How do you remember which formula to use? Think of it as a decision tree. Does the question give you voltage? Yes. Use P equals 4? No. Do you have resistance? Yes. Use P equals I squared R. This logical approach will save you in the exam. Let me give you a quick worked example. A resistor has a resistance of 20 ohms and a current of 3 amperes flowing through it. Calculate the power dissipated. Step 1. Identify what you know. E equals 3 amperes. R equals V noms. No voltage given. Step 2. Select the correct formula. Since we have I and R, but not V, we use P equals I squared R. Step 3. Substitute. P equals 3 squared times 20, that's 9 times 20, which equals 180 watts. Notice how I squared the current first, getting 9, before multiplying by R. That's the correct order of operations. For those of you sitting the higher tier paper, you need to be comfortable linking power to efficiency. Efficiency is calculated as useful output energy divided by total input energy, multiplied by 100 to get a percentage. But you can also express it in terms of power. Efficiency equals useful output power divided by total input power times 100. A common mistake here is dividing the wrong way round, putting input on top instead of output. Remember, efficiency is always less than 100% for a real device because some energy is always wasted, usually as heat. If your answer comes out greater than 100%, you've divided the wrong way round. Go back and fix it. Another higher tier skill is rearranging the power formulas. For example, if you're given power and resistance and asked to find the current, you rearrange P equals I squared R to get I equals the square root of P divided by R. Don't forget the square root. Many candidates rearrange correctly to get I squared equals P over R and then forget to take the square root to find I. Right, let's talk exam technique. I want to give you the specific strategies that will maximize your marks. Tip number one, always write down your known variables before selecting a formula. Write I equals, V equals, R equals, P equals, and fill in what you know. This takes 10 seconds and immediately shows you which formula to use. It also earns you a method mark, even if your final calculation is wrong. Tip number two, show your substitution step. Write out the formula, then write it again with numbers substituted in before you calculate the answer. OCR mark schemes explicitly credit the substitution step. If you just write the answer, you risk losing marks if it's wrong. Tip number three, always include units in your final answer. Power is in watts. If the answer is very large, you might convert to kilowatts. 1 kilowatt equals 1,000 watts, but always state the unit. Tip number four, for definition questions, use the exact phrase rate of energy transfer or work done per second. These are the mark scheme phrases. Anything vaguer risks scoring zero. Now, let me highlight the three most common mistakes I see candidates make on power questions. Mistake one, confusing joules and watts. Joules measure energy, watts measure power. They are not interchangeable. If a question asks for power and you write joules as your unit, you will lose the mark. Mistake two, forgetting to square the current in P equals I squared R. This is so common. Write a little reminder next to the formula in your notes. I squared. Don't forget. Mistake three, not converting time to seconds. If the question says 5 minutes, that's 300 seconds. Always convert before substituting. Right, quiz time. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the definition of power? Power is the rate of energy transfer or work done per second. Question two, what is the unit of power? The watt. Question three, a device transfers 600 joules in 30 seconds. What is its power? P equals 600 divided by 30 equals 20 watts. Question four, which formula do you use for power when you know current and resistance but not voltage? P equals I squared R. Question five, a motor has a power of 500 watts and a resistance of 20 ohms. What current flows through it? Rearrange P equals I squared R to get I equals the square root of P over R. That's the square root of 500 over 20, which is the square root of 25, which equals 5 amperes. Question six, convert 3 kilowatts to watts, 3,000 watts. Question seven, a question gives you time in minutes. What must you do before substituting into P equals E over T? Multiply the time by 60 to convert to seconds. How did you do? If you got all seven, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. Number one, power is the rate of energy transfer. Always use the word rate in your definition. Number two, the unit of power is the watt, where 1 watt equals 1 joule per second. Number three, for mechanical power, use P equals W over T or P equals E over T. Always convert time to seconds first. Number four, for electrical power, choose your formula based on what you're given. P equals 4 when you have current and voltage. P equals I squared R when you have current and resistance. P equals V squared over R when you have voltage and resistance. Number 5. Always square the current in P equals I squared R, not multiply by 2. Number 6. For motor questions, calculate gravitational potential energy first using E equals mgh hij, then divide by time. Number 7. Efficiency equals useful output power divided by total input power times 100. It can never exceed 100%. That's everything you need for OCR GCSE physics power questions. You've got this. Keep practicing those calculations, make sure you're comfortable switching between the formulas, and remember, show every step of your working. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.